This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Home sales of $1 million or more are jumping in the Denver metro. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
So far this year, more than 1,000 homes have sold for more than $1 million, almost double the rate a year ago. The jump shows the boom in housing in Colorado, part of a nationwide trend. The median home price in the Denver area hit $526,000 in April, up from $440,000 the same time last year. Realtors say low interest rates and record low inventory are driving the market. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Recent rainstorms have brought some relief to Colorado's ongoing drought. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
About 20% of the state is now drought-free in areas around Denver, Boulder, and Larimer County, and in the northeast around Washington and Logan County. Last week, about 60% of the state was in a severe drought that's dropped to about 52%. But things have not improved for the western slope. The Colorado Climate Center reports that April 2021 was the driest on record for much of the West. Swaths of the West are in an exceptional drought, the worst category from the U.S. Drought Monitor. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakas, CPR News.
Adams County's new district attorney is dropping all charges against five protesters who blocked an Aurora police station last summer. During the July 3rd protests, a large crowd blockaded a police station, demanding the officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain be fired. The crowd dispersed peacefully late in the night without that demand being met. The protesters who had their cases dropped still face pending charges related to these same protests in front of another district attorney in a different district. Denver is at 52 degrees right now. The high today will be 83, and there is a slight chance for rain in the afternoon. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, it is 61 degrees and clear. Should be a high of 87 today with a red flag warning. This is CPR News.